Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, February 28th, last day of the month. And thank you all for joining us this morning. Thanks for the check-ins on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. Also, those of you checking in on our text line, 702-364-9400. We see you. We appreciate you. You just make our days checking in early in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We have a huge show today. I'm really excited. Joey Logano is going to be on the show this morning at 7 a.m. You're going to be out there at the track this weekend. NASCAR is in town this weekend. There's a different vibe in Las Vegas when NASCAR comes to town.
There's definitely an energy about it, and there's just so many cool things that are going on out there. Joey Logano, pretty big name, defending NASCAR champion, and he's going to be great. He's a fun interview. Every time I've seen him on TV, he's just super friendly and really cool, and yeah, looking forward to NASCAR weekend here in Las Vegas. It's always just extra, I don't know, energetic, and it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, I can't wait for that.
I was listening to some interviews and watching some interviews with Joey Logano, and not really, you know, I'm not the biggest NASCAR fan out there, but just, you know, following his story and didn't realize he started so young. He's racing at the age of 14, 15 years old, and then just his backstory and some of his rivalries that he has out there on the track. He's a fascinating dude. I'm looking forward to talking to him at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, do not mention Kevin Harvick to him whatsoever. Like, you do not say his name. It will get awkward fast. Yeah. And I'm not joking. And I'm not saying that to dare you.
Yeah.
Please
No, absolutely. And then was he tight with Kyle Busch or one of the Busch brothers at one point at one of their weddings and then had a falling out or something like that, I'd heard?
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff and a lot of like behind the scenes drama that I'm not really clear on. But all I know is, do not ask about Kevin Harvick.
Okay, here's something, because I don't know if, you know, ask it in a fun way or not, but he joined the Hair Club for Men. And, and his hair is like, he has so much hair right now. But if you look at pictures from years ago, he was losing his hair. And he's a completely different guy now. So much hair on top of his head.
I mean, I don't know if that's something that we should ask about.
Okay, scratch that off. Question number two.
I mean, how would you feel if you were going bald and if someone asked you about it? That's what I always put myself in their shoes. Like, how would I feel if someone asked me that question?
It looks phenomenal.
Well, then go for it. Ask him.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see how things are going. That's on the back burner.
I don't think that of all the things we could talk about, that's the most important thing. But that's just me.
If you're near a computer, Google Joey Logano's hair, because it is a transformation and he looks fantastic. He was fantastic before, but just it's like, whoa, it's a different dude.
I think he's probably, I mean, maybe he's like self-conscious about that, and maybe that's why he did it. So pointing out that flaw that, oh, you're
exactly
before,
yeah,
might not be the best idea. But
last
again,
time you're in town, you had less hair. Yeah. Now you're champion with hair.
Last time Joey Logano's on the show.
But he seems like a really cool dude. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. He's calling up straight up at 7 o'clock this morning. Can't wait to talk to him. How you doing this morning?
Good. It was a good day. So left here, did a couple errands, had the TV show last night, and then just a lot of things had to get done last night after the TV show, and so I literally gave myself like I put everything down time wise. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get home by, leave the house, get to the gym by 5:30, which I did. I'm like, regardless of where I am in my workout, I'm leaving the gym at 6:15 to get home by 6:30, which I did. I'm like, then I'll shower, get ready, and do something from 7 to 7:30. From 7:30 to 8, I'm gonna do this, and I timed out my night, and it worked out so well last night. I was very proud of myself.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
It was, I'm excited about things. I have all these things to do. And like, normally it's like, you know, I'll get home from the TV show and I don't know about you, but I'm drained. I'm done. And I'll sit there for like 25, 30 minutes. Like, and next thing you know, it's almost 6 o'clock. So last night I'm like, get home, get changed, out of the house at 5:30. And it worked in my favor last night.
Yeah, that's it's hard to multitask and get all the things done that you need to get done when you only have a couple more hours left in the day.
Yeah.
Especially running on empty, too. So, no, definitely can relate on that. Well, we are glad to have you guys here. Cannot wait to get this show started. So let's do it. Time for the pre-show. You pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Hey, Mr. DJ by Jean A?
Hey, Mr. DJ, you can get this started. Everybody's ready to party. All night, all night.
Do you want to hear Your Woman by Whitetown? Or do you want to hear Halfway Gone by Lifehouse? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in now by tweeting us at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can just text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Coming up.
You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, we have the Daily Dirt.
Courtney Cox has to correct Prince Harry. What was said? Details in about 5 minutes.
And the votes are in. Halfway Gone by Lifehouse is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it.
Awesome.
It's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them. Mix 94.1. It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Courtney Cox got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Monday, and she took the time to clear up something Prince Harry said in his book. So in his new book, Prince Harry talks about the time in 2016 when he traveled to the U.S. and ended up staying at Courtney Cox's house. One night during a party, he and a friend spotted a huge box of Black Diamond mushroom chocolates in the fridge. So they took some and then washed them down with tequila. Well, Harry had a trip from these mushrooms where the wastebasket and toilet in the bathroom started to turn into monsters. Well, Courtney would like you to know that she was not the supplier of those mushrooms. She says, quote, "I'm not saying they were mushrooms. I definitely was not passing them out."
Suspicious.
Yes.
Very suspicious.
That sounds scary. Take some mushrooms and you go to the bathroom and all of a sudden the toilet and the wastebasket are turning into monsters.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I know some people use it for, medical purposes and to get over traumas and stuff. But anything in major amounts is going to cause some issues there.
Oh, boy. Chance the Rapper took to Twitter on Sunday to share a story about he was on a plane with his daughter and found out that their seats were not next to each other. So before he could say anything, who he calls a kind older gentleman offered to switch seats. The guy sitting next to him says, I'll change seats so they could sit together. That older gentleman turned out to be Martin Short. Chance said, "We both said thank you, and as he stands up, I realize it's the Martin Short. So cool, and my daughter freaked out because she's obsessed with the Santa Claus 3. What an awesome person. Shout out to Jack Frost."
I saw that tweet when he was talking about that, and he didn't even pay attention to who it was at first, and then it finally hit him. That's so funny.
It's funny because he said he also joked that if he knew that, he would have kept the original seats to pitch a script to Martin Short, saying he's working on a script for the Four Amigos, and that way he could talk to Martin Short during the entire flight.
Missed opportunity. community.
Yes. Let me get this one here. Oh, some streaming records to talk about. The Weeknd is the first artist on Spotify to hit 100 million monthly listeners. That is huge.
No one's ever done that. The Beatles haven't done it. Beyonce hasn't done it. Taylor Swift. Like, that is a really huge record.
So The Weeknd's latest streaming, they're saying this accomplishment, comes just a few days after he dropped that new remix of Die For You with Ariana Grande. And if you haven't heard that, here is some of this. And yeah, Mercedes, you're saying no other artist has done it. So Miley Cyrus is the closest. So The Weeknd's got 100 million monthly listeners. Miley Cyrus is behind him with 82.5 million. So he's far ahead of everyone
else.
Yeah,
he's going to have that record for quite a while, I have a feeling.
It's fascinating stuff. And then the Heathens video by 21 Pilots has hit 2 billion views on YouTube. All my friends are heathens, take it
slow. And that's from... what's a DC movie? Is it a DC movie?
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad,
yes.
That's right.
Now, I don't know how it works when it comes to music videos, if it's different, but how does a video translate to money? So if you're like a regular YouTube content creator and you hit 1 billion views, you're getting anywhere from $240,000 to $5 million on your YouTube video.
Wow. That makes it very tempting to get into that world.
Holy smokes. I don't know if it's different for artists with music videos, but if they got 2 billion views, they're making a lot of money off their video on YouTube. Now, we'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, right around 7:15. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1790.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's February 28th, 6 o'clock straight up. Thank you guys so much for joining us as we get things going here. Kind of windy this morning, windy last night. We got a little bit of rain up where I live. It was kind of messy yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we got dumped on for a little bit there, and I always tell how heavy the rain is because our garage, there's a little puddle forms, and based on the size of the puddle, I can tell how intense the rain was. And when I got home last night, there was a big old puddle in my garage, so we got some heavy rain last night.
Yeah, it's going to continue through tomorrow, and then hopefully clear up for the weekend. Looking forward to that. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Talked about going to the gym last night, getting all my stuff done. How was your Monday night? How was the start to your week?
Monday was good. I had a couple of things I had to take care of after the show yesterday. Got home. We had our music meeting yesterday. That went on a very long time, probably too long, but we got made some good progress on that. And then I was going to just chill. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my work for the night and get it done now. And so I think I was done by like 4:30 yesterday afternoon. It was so nice. I went and worked out. I wasn't in a rush to get things done. So it was nice to kind of have the night and watched a couple of shows. We watched an episode of Outer Banks, which I think we're almost done with the whole season. We really plowed through that one fast. I love that show. I don't know if anyone else watches Outer Banks, but I'm kind of obsessed. And then we watched Your Honor, but I fell asleep, so I got to go back and watch that. I was a little too tired when that one came on.
That show is a lot of anxiety. Your Honor is an anxiety show. Watching the most recent episode, a lot of anxiety filled with that show. Every time I watch that, Laura was watching. Are you caught up on Shrinking?
I am.
She was watching that last night, and I'm kind of in and out. She started that, you know, when it first came out, so I'm in and out. But there was a scene, the vomit scene last night, I didn't even know what led to it, but just watching that one scene, I was in tears watching that scene last night.
Oh, man. I'm one of those people that if I see someone throw up, it makes me want to throw up. And so I was not in tears. I was like, why did they have to show that?
I was dying. It was the complete opposite. I'm watching it like, oh, my gosh, what is happening here? It was too funny for me, at least. But I totally get it because things got detailed in that scene.
Yeah, that's a great show. If you're looking for a new one, it gives me Ted Lasso vibes big time. Just kind of, you know, one of those flawed characters, but so lovable. And so that's a good one if you're looking for a show. But speaking of Ted Lasso, coming back on March 15th, and yesterday they released like the full length trailer of the season, and I am just so excited. It's going to be so good.
That's such a feel good show. It's a fun show. This is supposed to be the last season. They said they're doing 3 seasons and that's it, and here we are upon season 3, so we'll see how they kind of wrap things up. And you were saying there is a character focus this season?
Well, that was the theory, and now they're kind of backtracking on that being at the end of the series. Now that was, I guess, the original plan, but just based on its success, now they're backtracking backtracking a little bit, and they're like, well, we never actually said that. That was kind of your guys' theory. And it's like, okay, just, you know, whatever. I'll just enjoy the season while it lasts.
It's interesting when shows, cause like Yellowstone, Kevin Costner was only supposed to be in one season. And, you know, the success of the show after the first season, they realized how big it was, how big of a part he is of the show. And they kind of made some tweaks to where the show was going. I don't give any spoilers away, but he's still on the show. But if you're watching season one, it's he was supposed to be one and done, but it was so successful. Like, let's change things and go in a different direction to keep things going forward.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those shows that caught on, and I don't think they were prepared for the success of that show and just like, oh wow, people really like this, let's keep making it. So I think the same thing with Ted Lasso. So that's a good one. But yeah, other than that, it was a really nice night, and we're ready to get things going today. Let's just get out here and do the thing. Why not? We've got a lot of prizes to give away this morning, right?
I mean, we are stacked today. We'll go towards the end of the show, 9:40. If you missed it, Weezer is coming to town. Weezer will be at Zappos Theater in September, 9:40. We've got your tickets. 8 o'clock hour, 8:25, tickets to go see Katy Perry. It's Tuesday, so 8:15, we have Try It Tuesday. WWE is going to be here in town, and you'll be at Friday Night SmackDown, because 7:40, we've got those tickets for you. We talked about it in the opening break. Joey Logano, the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion. NASCAR is in town this weekend, and the champ is going to be on with us at 7 a.m., straight up 7 o'clock. That's going to be a fun conversation with Joey.
Oh, and he loves the Las Vegas track. He's won here before.
Has he?
Yeah, he's a fan. So we're going to talk to him about the upcoming NASCAR weekend here right at 7 o'clock.
And then here in about 15 minutes, we got the early edition of Heads Up. And for that, we have tickets for you to see Jeffrey Ross at M Resort. So we are loaded all the way through. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, on the way, what was Miley's big announcement about yesterday? How you can be a rock star with a rock star. And it's National Pancake Day, where you can get some flapjacks for free. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Probably trending already.
We're trending, well.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get to it. Miley Cyrus is trending this morning. Her eighth studio album, Endless Summer Vacation, is just a few days away. And yesterday, she teased a big announcement. Many people speculated that it would be a tour announcement, but it was the 12-song track list for the new album. The first single, of course, is this one right now, Flowers. But now we know some of the other tracks. They include a song called Rose Colored Lenses, Wonder Woman, and Island. And she has some guests on the album too. Sia will be joining Miley on a track called Muddy Feet, and Brandi Carlile is going to be joining her on the song Thousand Miles. Endless Summer Vacation comes out on March 10th.
Based on just the first signal, this album's going to be huge. 2023 is going to be the year of Miley Cyrus. We were talking about the show. We're expecting a big tour announcement. A tour's got to happen, don't you think?
I think that's still going to happen. I think she's just kind of trickling out announcements and building up the excitement for when she does announce a tour. And I think it's going to do very well. I think a lot of people are going to want to see Miley in concert.
Well, just based too on the buzz, her little teaser about yesterday's announcement, everyone was buzzing. What's the announcement going to be? Is it going to be a tour? What's it going to be? So just based on the hype around this one announcement. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Also trending this morning is Gene Simmons. Do you want to be a rock star? Well, it's possible, at least for the day. The Kiss frontman is hitting up the famous Abbey Road studio in England, and he's inviting fans to join him. So on July 10th, fans can spend the day with Gene and record a Kiss song with him. There's no musical experience that's necessary. It costs $5,995, but you can bring a guest with you. You'll also be gifted with items from Gene's personal Kiss collection. You can take photos and videos with him, and he will sign two of your personal items.
Did you get his gum when you interviewed Gene Simmons?
Yes. I was kind of annoyed because he drew this really cool, he's a really good artist, and he drew this really cool picture for me. I mean, it was gorgeous. And I was like, wow, thank you. And he goes, I'll even make it worth more. And he took his gum out and he put it in with the picture, so it stuck to the picture. I'm like, ugh. What am I going to do with this now? There's a piece of gum on it. So I threw it away.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I was going to make some money. I think on eBay, Kiss fans? one, have Gene Simmons artwork, hand-drawn, and you had video proof of it, and then to get Gene Simmons, you know, some Kiss fan would have paid top dollar for that.
Like, who? Who wants it? Someone's chewed gum?
Oh, I don't, but I guarantee you, a Kiss fan would have went crazy for that stuff.
Oh, well, sorry, Kiss fans. I guess I let you down.
I would love to see. I go back and see the video and see a reaction. Like, thanks for the artwork. Let me make it even more special. Oh, cool. What are you going to do? More drawings? Oh, thanks, Gene.
Yeah, I was like, oh, great. Okay, well, throw that away. Also trending this morning is IHOP. It is National Pancake Day, and the chain wants you to celebrate. IHOP's offering dining customers a free short stack of buttermilk pancakes today. All you got to do is stop by any participating IHOP location from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. tonight for a free short stack. That's three buttermilk pancakes. This is the 17th year that the chain has celebrated by giving out the goods, and that is what's trending.
All right, here we go. We want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing heads up for a really fun prize.
We have two tickets to see comedian Jeff Ross. He's going to be at the M Resort Spa Casino on March 11th, and you're going to be there too. If you're caller 20, you get to pick your category, you get to pick your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It's Meredith. You're caller 20, Meredith. You ready to play Heads Up?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's do this. Pick a category for Heads Up this morning. Do you want to go with beating heart, protein shake, strawberry shortcake, or Pokemon?
Beating heart.
Beating heart, it is. Okay, February, last day of February, is National or American Heart Month. So these are all different parts of the body, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Meredith, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct when you go see comedian Jeff Ross. You start now.
You have two of these. They're appendages up top. Yes. This is where right above your brows is this little gap between your hair and your brows.
Forehead.
Yes. This is your Achilles
heel.
Yes.
Tendon.
This is when you measure this to decide what kind of jeans, what size jeans you're going to wear, you measure. Yes. You want to make sure it's nice and clear and you don't have acne. It is your
skin.
Yes. This is John Travolta has a dimple in his right under his mouth. Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Nice job, Meredith. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're really good at this. This is your first time playing Heads Up?
Yes.
Wow, impressive.
Impressive indeed. You're all set, Meredith. There's tickets to go see Jeff Ross at M Resort. That's happening on Saturday, March 11th. Congratulations to you. And then next hour, we've got tickets for you to go to WWE SmackDown. It'll be here in March 24th. Four tickets to SmackDown. That happens at 7:40. It's Mix 94.1.
Gross. It's so gross. I can't believe that she caught him doing this. Have you ever caught someone doing something and you're just like, I can't believe what I am watching right now? One of our neighbors was telling me yesterday that she caught their pest control guy relieving himself in their backyard. In the backyard.
That's how you get rid of the scorpions. That's the best line of defense. Any spray, fantastic. You do that, scorpions aren't going to come back.
That's I didn't think of that. Maybe he was really doing them a service. No, apparently it happened over the weekend. She went in the backyard, or she heard something in the backyard, but she didn't know that the pest control guy was there. So she kind of goes out and she sees him standing with his back to her, and then she realizes that he's going to the bathroom, and she goes, excuse me, and he turns around and was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had to go so bad. And she was so mad. I was like, are you gonna let him go or what? She's like, do you think I should? And I was like, I personally wouldn't. I've been in the situation where I've just been like, I am desperate, you know? I said, I don't think he'll ever do it again. You have that to look forward to. Do you think he should get fired for that?
Oh, no. Because you're in that kind of industry where you're working outside, landscaping, you're a bug guy, bug girl, whatever you're doing. I guess you have to stop at a McDonald's or Burger King, Albertsons to use the bathroom. But yeah, if you're in that situation where you got to take care of business, I'm sure he was trying to be discreet about it. Now, if he was sitting there facing the sliding room door like,
yeah,
that's something different. But he's trying to be discreet, like, okay, hope no one's noticing. Take care of this real fast. No, no way at all. Let him be.
What's the most awkward thing that you've ever caught someone doing, or just the most uncomfortable, where you're just like, I can't believe I'm catching them doing this? Have you ever come across a situation like that?
And there's no heat on this. I loved it because it was their break time and well deserved. But it was last year we had our backyard redone, a lot of work done in the backyard, and there was a crew that was there every single day working from, you know, morning to night, just doing their thing, and they took like an hour lunch break. And I loved coming home because during their lunch break, one of the guys, He would take a nap, and no big deal, whatever, take a nap. But just the way he would pass out, this dude would pass out so hard. It was great because he'd be either, like, he sometimes used the patio furniture, so just, or he'd put down a board, lying on a board, a pile of stones. This every day, this guy was napping so hard. And it was like the highlight of my day to get home, and I nicknamed him Cheeto because he was always eating Cheetos. That was like his thing. Every day for lunch, he had a big bag of Cheetos. But he would just, Mercedes, he would be out cold. And it was like, okay, where's Cheeto going to be napping today? Oh, look, he's leaning up against the tree.
I would be upset if I was hiring someone to do a job and they were sleeping. Are you being like sarcastic?
No,
that
I mean,
you loved it.
Yeah,
like, why would you love that?
Because it was those lunch. They work so hard. And who knows how many jobs the guy's doing? And he gets there, and it was their lunch break. They took an hour lunch break, and so it's not like he was sleeping from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. The rest of the guys are eating their lunch and talking and whatever, sitting like in a circle. But Cheeto always went somewhere in the backyard to take a nap.
I mean, on your patio furniture, that's kind of like rude. I'm sorry. I mean, while I agree everyone deserves a little break and their 1 hour lunch, absolutely. But I'm going to sleep on your... If I went out in my backyard and someone was asleep on my patio furniture, I'd be like, excuse me.
He was the best.
What are you doing?
He was the best every single day. It was a guarantee. All the other guys would sit there, like in a huddle, like, you know, they were eating their sandwiches, talking, and Cheeto would be sleeping somewhere. God bless that guy.
Well, yeah, that's why it took 3 weeks to get a two-day job done.
They were planting a tree. Why are we here 2 months later? Well, you know, Cheeto needs to take a nap in the afternoon.
Oh, boy.
You ever catch anyone in your backyard doing something?
No, nothing that they're not supposed to be doing. I've been scared to death before when I've gone in the backyard to do something, and then I'll hear, hey there, and I'm like, it's like the pool guy or something. I'm
macing him.
Hi. He's like, I'm sorry, I just didn't want you to like freak out. I'm like, well, I did. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's so nice. And I was just like, I can't breathe now, but thank you for being here.
Let's talk about what's coming up here in about 20 minutes. Joey Logano, the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion. NASCAR's in town this weekend. Joey will be live with us at 7 a.m. And then next is the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
Where do each generations want to live? Like every generation wants to live in a different part of the country, and we're going to kind of break that down for you. Also, a California city has banned this. We'll tell you what it is. And it's February 28th. And if you're a leap year baby, when do you celebrate your birthday? Today or tomorrow? We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Let's go. Here we go.
3, 2. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's do this. Most Americans who recently relocated and left big cities, they left big cities and expensive states. Gen Z, on the other hand, headed for the country's largest metropolitan areas and was especially drawn to the East Coast. There's a new study on where each generation wants to live, and researchers say that the migratory patterns make sense. The youngest Americans are looking for career opportunities. Millennials want affordable home prices. And Gen Xers and baby boomers are seeking sunshine. Gen Z, they left places like Orlando, Florida, and Denver, and they're opting for life in places like Washington and Boston instead. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, they had positive net migration also among Gen Zers. The reverse was true for Florida. They lost a bunch of Zoomers. They left that place. Millennials, more than any other group, are over New York City, with nearly 100,000 trading the Big Apple for greener and cheaper pastures. The top destinations for Gen Xers are Columbus, Georgia, and Scottsdale. But they also moved to Nashville and Mesa, Arizona. And Mesa, Arizona is the top city favored by the baby boomers.
You came down here because of their radio career and the job opportunities. If this job didn't pop up, and do you think you would try to stay near home? Or was in the back of your mind always, at some point, I want to get out of here?
Yeah, I think I would have stayed in Vegas, or I might have gone to San Diego. I always was very fond of San Diego, so I'm very happy my daughter goes to school there, so I have a reason to visit
yeah.
now. Also, this morning, there has been a lot of hysteria over balloons recently, and one California city has just voted to ban them. But not the Chinese spy balloons. We're talking about the Oceanside community of Laguna Beach. They voted to ban the sale and use of all balloons, particularly party balloons. Locals say too many balloons are being released or abandoned, ending up in the ocean or on the beaches where they're being eaten by the wildlife and sea animals, which is obviously really bad for them. Now, this is only for public spaces. Private residencies can still have balloons, but you'll have to bring them into town or order them online because you won't find them in Laguna. So the ban starts on January 1st of next year.
That's like when I moved to Las Vegas, I forget why we needed it for a fraternity thing or something, but you had to show, because back in Pennsylvania you didn't need it, but you had to show ID and be 18 to buy spray paint. Because of people doing vandals and stuff. So now it's going to be like balloons out there. You have to import the balloons if people need them.
Hot commodity now.
Yeah, balloons.
Finally, this morning, unless you're in the 0.07% of people this applies to, you probably never thought about it. But next year is a leap year, but 2023 is not. So when do people born on February 29th celebrate? Today, tomorrow, maybe both? Well, there was a whole conversation online about this, and they asked leap day babies or leaplings to weigh in, and the general consensus seems to be there is not a general consensus. Some like to celebrate today to keep it in February, and some prefer tomorrow because a day early just feels wrong. A few diehard leaplings only celebrate once every 4 years.
Oh, dang.
And a few people also said their parents celebrated their birthday on the 28th and March 1st, which is nice. If you don't get a real birthday, two fake ones seems like an okay trade-off to me. From a legal standpoint, though, tomorrow is the day that matters. When a leap day baby turns 21, they can't technically get into a bar until 12 a.m. on March 1st.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, there's big miles. Same with like driving, too, I guess. 16, you got to wait till March 1st to technically be driving. So much coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. 7:40, four tickets for you to WWE SmackDown. The SmackDown will be here on March 24th. And up next, Joey Logano is going to be on the show.
Yes, NASCAR in town, and we're going to have the 2022 NASCAR champion on the show in just a few minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
He's already built a Hall of Fame career. Today, he etches his name in stone as one of the few to capture multiple championships. Logano is a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
NASCAR weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's happening. The Pennzoil 400 is on Sunday. And who drives that Pennzoil car? The number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. It's Joey Logano on the show.
Yes.
Hey,
what's going on?
I love the energy this morning.
Oh, man, we are hyped that you are on the show. Seriously, this is so cool to talk to you. You're the reigning 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and we're so excited to welcome you back to town. The Las Vegas Motor Speedway has been very good to you, has it not?
Has been a fantastic racetrack for us in the past, and I hope they continue that. It's been a good time. And Penske 400 this weekend. I drive the Penske car. It just makes sense to have that car up front, so we got to make sure we bring the heat there and try to win this thing again.
You're the champion. You're an amazing driver. You're out there driving for your team. You've been driving your entire life. When you leave the track, do you still love to drive?
I drive everywhere. If I'm being honest, I don't ride. I don't do Ubers. I don't do any of that stuff. I drive all the time. There might be a control problem, I guess. And then when I'm home, all I want to do is drive my four-wheeler. So it really, this is just in my blood at this point.
You started driving at a very young age. And you, did you ever play any other sports other than driving cars?
It didn't take me long to figure out that I could drive cars, if I'm being honest. I tried baseball for a minute and realized this isn't my thing. And I was able to be really good in a go-kart and in racing. So I thought, maybe I should go more down this direction. I can actually win here. And baseball was I was the worst player on the team. So I thought, this is not really for me. So I was lucky to find something I was good at a young age, at least.
Now, you have kicked off the season. You're doing very well. Number two at Daytona, number 10 last weekend. What, coming into Las Vegas, how does this track differ than the two previous tracks you've just been at?
Quite a bit. Daytona, you know, obviously 2.5 mile racetrack. We were drafting each other. We're wide open all the way around it. You go to Fontana, it's a 2 mile racetrack. It's bumpy. The surface is wore out. The cars are slipping and sliding. And then you get at Vegas, 1.5 miles, where you got a lot of the bumps. That part's still there. The asphalt's not quite as old as what it was in California last week. And the track shape is quite a bit different, so it requires a lot different car setup, strategy, approach from the driver. All three tracks are completely different. Yeah, you know, that's what makes NASCAR racing fun, right? Because we go to so many different types of tracks, from 2.5 mile tracks like Daytona, and then we'll go to road courses. We're racing a Chicago street course this year. We race on dirt, and we do it all. And that, to me, is a really cool part as a driver.
Mercedes and I were talking off the air about NASCAR feuds. There's, in any sport, there's going to be a feud, and you had some issues with Tony Stewart, but you guys are now friendly. Now his nickname for you is Spoons. Is there an issue between you and hometown guy Kyle Busch?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently, I've heard you say that you're like Kyle Busch, but you're nicer.
No, I mean, there's probably some similarities there, actually, and it might be why we clash a little bit, but I think our approaches are different, and here's the deal, we race hard, I race real hard, you're eventually it's different with our sport compared to others, right, because when you think of a baseball or a basketball, football, you play against a team, and then you may play against them 2 or 3 months later. For us, we race against a team. And guess what? Next weekend, we line up and race each other again and again and again 38 times in a row. So eventually, you're going to have a little rivalry and things are going to happen personalities clash a little bit and that's what it is. And so it's no disrespect. I think that's probably the big thing that Kyle and I have both together, is that we may not agree on everything, but I think we have a mutual respect for each other's talents.
Who really is going to agree on everything? And I get it. I mean, you guys have, I think you put it well, like you have more similarities, I think, than you have differences. It's just, it gets competitive out there. I mean, look at what you're racing for. And so I totally understand what you're talking about. Is there someone that you look at as like your BFF on that racetrack, that someone that you know you can always depend on?
No.
No. That was the best answer ever. Nope.
Every man for himself out there.
Think about it. What's the goal when you're out there?
Yeah.
To win, right? Well, and so is 39 other drivers. Their goal is to win as well. And so I'm not thinking that they want to be my friend, and I really don't want to be their friend on the racetrack. Now, off the racetrack, that's a different thing, right? We could get along. We could do all that. But on the racetrack, I'm trying to win for my team, win for my fans, win to support my family, right? Like, that is the most important thing to me when I'm on the racetrack. You're... And so for that reason, you got to be selfish on the racetrack. You get to be somebody different. Now, I don't want to be that person 100% of the time because I don't think that's a real good person. But on the racetrack, that's who you have to be.
I'm excited about this race on Sunday after talking to you. I'm amped up for the race this weekend. And you're married. You have beautiful kids. Is it true? Did you lose your wedding ring during a race?
Oh, I did. I've lost our wedding ring a couple times, but I found that one. I'm still on number two. So we're 8 years, I think, we've been married. And so I lost the first one on the honeymoon. So that was... And then we won in Phoenix, and, you know, you get out of the car, and you're sweaty, and you're dehydrated, and I got excited, and I don't know, I high-fived somebody and threw it off. We found it.
Oh, good.
We're talking to the driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske, Joey Logano, the reigning 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Joey, you obviously have a long ways to go before you retire from racing, but I've seen you in the broadcast booth. You're fabulous. What do you think you want to do after racing? Would you rather go with the broadcast route or maybe the team ownership route?
I don't know. If I'm being honest, like, I don't want to say never to anything. I enjoy doing TV right now, and it's what I can do while I'm driving still. And you know, I can do the Xfinity races on Saturday typically, and I enjoy that, and I feel like you bring, you know, a different perspective to the fans, and it's good for a lot of reasons. And so I kind of leave that door open just in case I want to do that, or if I get forced into doing it, if I get hurt or unfortunately something like that, it's nice to have that option. You know, is ownership something I want to be in? I don't know, maybe. If the right thing came, you know, right opportunities came its way. I don't know. Is it being some kind of consultant for NASCAR and doing some things on that side? Like, that could be a play as well. So I don't know what that is. The good thing is I don't think I have to retire anytime soon unless I'm forced into it.
No.
So I haven't put a bunch of thought into it.
It's an event. Anytime NASCAR comes to town, it is an event, and we're in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, and this is the biggest thing happening, one of the biggest things of the year. Do you, though, and you watch before the race starts, there's celebrities all over the place. Do you get starstruck? Do you get excited when a celebrity fan comes up to you? How does that play out for you?
I mean, I think it's cool, obviously, right? I mean, I still think it's cool. But it's always kind of like, what is this to say? You know, that's where I get, like, I don't know, like, we live completely different lives. I drive race cars, someone else might be a celebrity doing something else. So it's kind of like, I don't know what to say sometimes. It's like a forced, like, meeting. Like, yes, hello, okay. I'm like, oh, nice, thanks for coming to the track. They're like, yeah, we're glad to be here. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Have a good day. Joey, we know we got to let you
go to work now.
we know we got to let you go, but I got to ask, F1 is coming to Vegas in November. Are you going to come out for that race?
I want to. I'd like to. You got some extra tickets you're handing out there, or
man,
what?
Well, we got to go. It was great talking to you. That's the toughest ticket in town to get. And we are, the ticket that you can still get is the ticket for the Pennzoil, or the Las Vegas Motor Speedway races. We are so excited to see you here in town. You can get your tickets at lvms.com/events. And Joey Logano, we're so excited to have you back here and can't wait to see you do great things this weekend. Thanks for coming on the show.
All righty. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys out there.
See you, buddy.
What a cool guy.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited about this race this weekend.
He is just such a nice guy. And I love that he will pretty much talk about everything, even like those awkward rivalry questions.
So then he calls so he's racing on Sunday, but that Xfinity race, which is on Saturday, he does the announcing for that?
He does some of the announcing for the Xfinity races. He's so good. He's like, you know how Tony Romo is so good
at
the
football stuff, game? Yeah.
That's him for the Xfinity races. He's fantastic.
I'm going to watch that now.
Yeah.
Still to come this hour, WWE tickets. 4 tickets for you to Friday Night SmackDown. That's happening at 7:40.
Are true, yeah. It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Well, we just heard Miley Cyrus and Flowers.
I can buy myself flowers.
Still the number one song in the country. That's 6 weeks, 6 straight weeks for Miley Cyrus at number one. Unstoppable right now.
Who will dethrone the queen? I don't know. There's no prospects right now on the horizon. It seems like she's going to be there for a little bit.
Yeah. So number two is SZA's Kill Bill. This song,
that's
right,
a good prospect.
Yeah. 7 weeks at number two. Maybe it'll get a boost to take down number one. But here is the number three song, which is moving up the charts. It was at number four, and now it's number three. The song is called Boy's a Liar, Part Two. This is Pink Pantheress and Ice Spices, Boy's a Liar, Part Two.
It's a huge TikTok song.
Is it really?
Yeah. I feel like it's between that and the filter that's supposed to make everyone look amazing. Those are the only two things that I'm seeing on TikTok right now.
Oh, what's the new TikTok filter? Just this like takes filter, wrinkles out and stuff?
No, it's like everyone's shocked at how good it is. Let me see. I know it'll show up on my For You page. Like, I tried it. I didn't know. It's called Bold Glamour.
Uh-huh.
And everyone is talking about, like,
oh, dang.
It makes everyone, it literally was the first thing that happened on my For You page. So people are using it and just like, what is this wizardry? Why is this working? Like, I just, yeah.
Do you? Well, you're flawless anyway.
No, but like, I don't know if you can see this on the 7 a.m. social.
Can you take a picture then?
Yeah, I guess I could take a picture. It's just, it's so catfishy.
What's it? So you open up your TikTok.
And it's called Bold Glamour.
All right, let's see here. And so go to, like, I want to take a picture on it. Okay. And then it's effects?
Yeah, it's a filter. It's like, yeah, go to the effects and look up Bold Glamour.
Okay, Bold Glamour.
It's really catfishy. And they're saying, like, people are showing themselves with the filter, and then they take it off, and people are shocked at how the people look without the filter on. It's really crazy.
Did you send it to us, your picture?
I thought I did.
Yeah, let's see here. Seriously, send us the picture.
I did send it.
There's no filter. That's how you normally look.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, you really are. You have a flawless face.
Look at the difference. It's a big difference. That's not me. That's not me. It's definitely not me.
It's a nice picture.
It's filter.
Send me a regular. I guarantee you, it's just like people will be able to tell the difference. You're that stunning, my friend.
No.
But that's funny. Yeah, and then you see the filter, then you see the person in real life.
And
wait
you're
a
like,
second.
Whoa.
What the heck is going on here? If you were in a dating app, would you filter anything?
No, because then when they see you, they're going to be so disappointed. Mm. So disappointed.
Taylor Swift continues to do Taylor Swift things when it comes to the charts. Taylor literally owns 5% of the entire Billboard Top 200 albums chart. She has 10 albums on the chart at the same time. This is a big thing, and this is the first time that this has happened for Taylor Swift. About 10 albums on the charts right now. It's only been done 4 other times. The 4 other artists include the Beatles. You see that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Prince.
Makes sense.
David Bowie. I was kind of surprised. I love David Bowie. But Bowie once had 10 albums on the charts.
Wow.
And then Whitney.
She's in very good company, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's such a great song right there.
I was watching something the other day, and they were playing a Whitney Houston song. It was the one from... do you remember Waiting to Exhale?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Everyone Hurts. Oh, what's the song? Is it, Exhale, Shoop Shoop, or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I was like, I forgot about this song. It is so good.
You're talking about this one right here.
There comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah. Say, shoot, shoot, shoot.
Yes. Oh, this song's so good. I totally forgot about it.
We have a lot coming up here this hour. WWE Friday Night SmackDown is going to be over at the MGM on March 24th, and you're going to be there with four tickets. That's coming up right around 7:40.
Let's wake up. Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
If you missed it earlier, at 7 o'clock, we had Joey Logano, the reigning 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Las Vegas is welcoming NASCAR to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend. And something I wanted to bring up, because I just think it is so cool. Is anyone listening that went into their parents' line of work? Like, maybe your dad owned a butcher shop, and then, and his dad owned that butcher shop, and it went down to him, and then you own the butcher shop. Like, you went into your parents' line of work. So this weekend is going to be huge, because the next generation of the Bush family racing makes his debut. Brexton, have you heard about Brexton Bush?
No, but the Bush, they have kids that are like of driving age?
He's 7. And he's racing this weekend.
Wait, one of the Bush boys, age 7, is getting into a car this weekend and racing?
Brexton Bush is racing. He's racing a Bandolero at the bull ring.
The small little, they look like race cars, right?
This kid is apparently going to be the next big thing. And this is the same track where his dad, Kyle Bush, his uncle, Kurt Bush, his grandfather, they all race this track. So he is literally the next generation in racing at the bull ring. So he's going to race in the afternoon. Like, I think it's at 4:30 on Saturday, and everyone's going to be watching this kid, because this is his debut at the bull ring.
I want to see this kid race. That is
he's
fantastic.
Adorable. Oh, here's a picture of him. Oh, shoot. I just had it.
These cars are so cool too. The little tiny cars they're going to be in.
Look at him.
Oh, look at that little guy, little devil. Look at him go.
He's so cute.
You do your thing this weekend, buddy. Do your thing.
I am like so obsessed with him. And I actually get to interview him on Saturday in the Neon Garage, him and his mom. So I'm so excited to talk to him.
I can't wait to see that.
But who went into their parents' line of work? Like, did anyone, are you like passed down through generations? I think it's so cool when like restaurants, like they go down to the kids, and then they run it and they take it down to their kids. Do you you are in a completely different line of work than your parents, right?
Yeah, my mom stay-at-home mom, my dad international business, so I'm completely different. But you described, when you're talking about that, the meat shop, the beef shop, the butcher shop.
Yeah,
Laura's family. So her grandfather, Papel, on her mom's side, opened up Quality Meats in an area called Dallastown, Pennsylvania, which is close to York, Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania. So he opened up the beef shop, and then he passed it down to his son, who passed it down to his son. And that beef shop, Quality Meats, is still open to this day, and it's the family-run meat shop. So anytime we go back home to visit her aunt and uncle, Walt and Les, we always go to the meat shop and get some shrimp. They do have quality meat at Quality Meats. And so that's been in our family for a couple of generations now.
Did anyone else do that? Or maybe it wasn't like a shop. Maybe it was just the same line of work. Like, in my family, I'm definitely the black sheep, because it's engineering. Everyone is an engineer. My dad was an engineer. My uncles were engineers. My aunt was an engineer. Then my brother became an engineer. Everyone was in engineering. So then when I came in, you know, here I am, they're like, you're not going to go into engineering? I'm like, no, definitely not. That's not happening for me.
Engineering a quality broadcast every single morning.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
We try, at least.
Yeah,
we try.
The attempt is definitely there.
We've got those tickets for you to Friday Night SmackDown coming up here at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in about 5 minutes. So don't go anywhere if you want those tickets. And up next is the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
We all want to be successful, but a new study says doing this really does make you more successful. We'll tell you what it is. Also, we've heard of people being canceled, but have you ever canceled a friend? And two people ended up in the hospital after crashing a car from a very popular TV show in the 80s. We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Hi, Gloria.
Hello.
You are caller 20.
How exciting. My daughter's been dying to go.
Oh, man. You are going to have the best time. We have not two, but four tickets for you to go to WWE Friday Night SmackDown at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on March 24th. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Gloria, have you guys been to a live show before?
Never.
Oh, it's an experience. You guys are going to have so much fun. And we've got these tickets all week long. Your tickets to SmackDown coming up again tomorrow morning at 7:40.
Here we go.
Three, two,
it's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so this new study suggests that a hopeful mindset may give people a higher chance of experiencing success. Researchers have found that hope, positive perceptions, and feelings of being in control yield a greater desire for accomplishment. This study featured more than 1,000 students across four different countries, and they looked at reactions and positive perceptions and feelings of being in control, and the emotional reasoning when faced with challenging circumstances. So what they found were that negative feelings like anxiety and anger were found to act as stimulators to get tasks done, but not as much as enjoyment and hope did. Now, the downside to negative motivation is the dark thoughts can be self-sabotaging, which leads to a lack of strategizing, and then stress-related issues like headaches and back pain and lack of sleep. The findings suggest that if two students of equal academic ability took a test, the one that was the more hopeful of the two would get the highest grade.
This makes me so happy to hear this study. It's you know, the power of positive thinking, living in gratitude. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just a positive mindset in general will give you a higher chance of success because you don't have all those bad factors driving you down. But I do have to be honest, that toxic positivity, I think, will sabotage you when people are like overly like, oh, everything's so wonderful. Meanwhile, there's fire behind them. Like, yeah, that's like, yeah. Oh, come on. Like, be realistic at least, you know?
You got to be honest. You got to be honest with your feelings. Yeah, absolutely. There's a dumpster fire behind them. Don't pay no attention to what's behind
it. Oh, it's wonderful. I'm so positive. And it's just like, please.
We see through the facade.
Yes. Also this morning, sometimes friendships fade out. Other times they flame out. And in both cases, both sides just kind of get it and they move on. But have you ever decided to end an active friendship for some reason? In a series of new polls, 66% of people say they have, and they did follow through with it. Only 25% say they have not. More women than men say they have canceled the friendship, but it's close. People were asked if they're aware of anyone deciding to end a friendship with them, and 51% say it has happened to them. 26% say it has not. If it needs to happen, 53% of people say it's just best to be upfront about it and notify the friend, but 31% think it's better to just slowly distance yourself. For what it's worth, younger adults are more in flavor of the transparency. They didn't ask why the friendships were terminated, so it could be something serious, or it could just be something silly. Like, I don't know, maybe you were asking your friend to buy too many things from your, you know, company, or I don't even know, but they don't really specify it on that end.
Have you canceled a friend? Cause I look at my friends throughout the years and there's, we just kind of grow apart or go our separate ways. There's never been like a certain conversation. I'm like, our friendship is over. But my friends have changed throughout the years. I've pretty much the new close circle of friends that I did maybe 5-10 years ago. Still people close in my lives, but a majority of my friends, we just kind of, you know, just drift apart.
Yeah. I've canceled, but I don't like using the word cancel because it's not like I won't speak to them. But you know, maybe something happened and I lost my trust. So, like, if I see them, everything's pleasant, but it's not like I would go out of my way for that person anymore just because I know, like, they did something to where I felt betrayed. On the other end, I know for a fact I have been canceled by a couple of people. And it's so interesting because one person just, like, full on was transparent about it with me. And it wasn't really a friend more than someone that it was a trainer. I think I talked about this. Just totally canceled me. And it was because when my father passed away, I was going through a really dark time. And that was my release, is going to the gym. And yes, sometimes I would come in with just, like, not the greatest mindset, but the hope was to leave with a better mindset. And they flat out told me, "You're just too negative. We don't want you here anymore." And I was like,
"I can't believe that."
Okay. All right. Well, fast forward like 3 years later, I get this random text and it's like, "I just wanted to apologize for what I said and what I did. And, you know, I can't remember what it said, but it was an apology." And I was like, "Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you doing that." And they're like, "We would love for you to come back." I'm like,
"We want your money.
Not happening. Not going back." All right. Finally, this morning, two people ended up in the hospital this weekend after crashing their car near Branson, Missouri. But it wasn't just any car. It was the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. And according to a post from the Western Taney County Fire Department, that car was indeed used on the show. The department say that 309 General Lees were made for the TV show, and another 26 were made for the movie that starred Sean William Scott and Johnny Knoxville and Jessica Simpson. Now, there's no word on the identity or the condition of the people involved in the crash, but it was indeed crashed.
Those Duke boys,
just a doodle.
They made it look so easy jumping those cars, but it's not, as these people learned.
Man, how could they mistreat the General Lee like that? Come on. I didn't realize there were so many General Lees. Part of me is like, oh, well.
Oh, they're wrecking them left and right.
There's a bunch of other ones, so don't worry about it.
Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Try It Tuesday. That happens right around 8:15. And then turn this down here. And then coming up right after that, 8:25, tickets for you to go see Katy Perry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Where do you want want your ashes spread? If that's the way you're going to go, if you're going to go with cremation, do you have a place in mind, or are you kind of up in the air? You haven't quite decided. Maybe you're like me and you don't want them spread. You just want them to go from home to home of your ancestors for the rest of your life. This is kind of creative.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, sadly, his father recently passed away and cremated. And one of his wishes was, he's a big motorcycle guy, was to have his ashes spread along Route 66. And their plan is to head out this weekend, and I don't know where they're going, because I know Route 66 is a long highway, is to head out along Route 66 and make it a thing and go out there. And I don't think they're going to do all of the ashes. I think they're going to do some of the ashes, spread it out on Route 66. Is that, that's what he wanted, like being out there on the open road, iconic road. And that's his thing. Spread dad's ashes on Route 66.
Is it? Does he have a tie to it other than just like being in the motorcycle world? Like, does family live out there, or it's just that it's an iconic road?
I think it's more of his dad. I knew his dad rode motorcycles, so I think it's more of the outdoorsy, riding his bike, being out on the open road, and it's just an iconic road to take if you're doing like a cool road trip or something.
I mean, that probably meant a lot to him, and I get it. I think about that because I've told my husband I want to be cremated, but I wouldn't know where to pick to have my ashes spread because I don't want to be left alone out in somewhere that my family's not going to be. Like, oh, I want my ashes spread at the Eiffel Tower. Well, then I'm in France by myself. Like, I don't want that. Or, you know, I want my ashes spread at the Grand Canyon. Well, then I'm at the Grand Canyon by myself. I don't want that either. So,
and the wind blows too, moving around. Would you do full? Because, like I said, I don't have all the 100% details on what's going on. I just know they're doing this weekend, but I think they're doing part of it. Would you want all ashes, or would you want, you know, if something happens, you pass away, Matt to take a handful of your ashes in a little baggie, and when he gets to Paris, dump some of it out?
I don't know. Maybe that would be okay. I think I would just still want to be around family. Like, my dad was cremated, and what my mom did was, me and my sister both got these little, they're like metal heart. It kind of looks like a paperweight, like a gold paperweight that's in the shape of a heart, but inside are my dad's ashes. So she and I got one of those. My mom got a bigger one of those. My two aunts got something, and then my brothers got something. I don't know, they got different things, I can't remember, but my mom had things made, and then she has like the actual urn, and she is yet to spread them. I don't know if she ever will, quite frankly. I don't know if my dad said where he wanted them spread. He never told me. I don't know if he told my mom. So we're just kind of hanging on to him, you know? And sometimes she'll take him with her and put him in her purse. Uh-huh. And one time she came to Vegas and she lost him.
No way.
Yes, she lost him. She was checking in at the gate. She was checking in a suitcase and she had to get her ID. So in the process, she's taking out stuff of her purse. And so she took out the little thing with him on it and put it there. And so after she did the ID, she put everything back in, but she did not put that back in. So she goes to the gate and she's like, so she runs back. She's like, do you have my husband? They're like, what does he look like? And she's like, no, he's in his ashes. And they're like, what? So she got him back. Thank goodness.
You've talked about it on the show before. Matt's father, did he want his in Yosemite or somewhere? Or Yellowstone, was it?
Yosemite, I believe. Yosemite. And we have yet... No. Glacier National Monument.
Okay. Beautiful.
And he wants to take them up there, but he wanted the girls to get older before we did it. And so now we got to do it. He's prolonged it for a while.
Well, now, what if they're like, your dad's or your stepdad's actually like, I kind of like it here at the house. I'm relaxed.
Well, yeah, maybe. I know it gives my husband a sense of comfort to
knowing that it's
there,
right? Yeah, I'm sure it does. It's interesting, you know, to see what people want to do with it, and also that comfort factor of having that person still around you. Something
but
special.
Route 66, that's cool. That's a cool place to do that.
It's a long road.
Yeah,
gotta pick the right spot. What do you pick the right? No, I wanted it near Chicago, not an Amboy. Coming up here, we've got Try It Tuesday. I'm excited about this. Are you?
Yes, I am, because I've seen a lot of posts about this, and it ties in nicely to something that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. A lot of people are looking forward to that. So we are going to try an item affiliated with this big event that is coming up. What is it? Try It Tuesday is on the way next.
made you look.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and about 5 minutes here. Tickets for you to go see Katy Perry.
It is Tuesday, and that means it is time for Try It Tuesday. This is where we try something that is trending, that is big, that is new. We're live streaming right now. You can check us out on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. It is Mercedes in the Morning. And today, I'm really excited about this because I've been seeing a lot of articles about it. And we're big fans of the inspiration of this item. So, coming out on Apple TV Plus on March 15th, season 3 of Ted Lasso. And I know we're all fans of the show, love the show. A lot of you love it too. And in honor of that, Jenny's Ice Cream has come out with a new flavor called Biscuits with the Boss. Now, if you watch Ted Lasso, you know that he brings Rebecca biscuits, and that's how he kind of won her heart. She's infatuated with his biscuits. So this new ice cream flavor is in honor of the new season of Ted Lasso. Now, this is how they describe the flavor. It says, our collab flavor with Ted Lasso, crumbly shortbread cookies in buttery sweet cream, salty, mouthwatering, conversation worthy. That sounds like we should have a conversation about this.
This sounds so good. As you're reading it, my mouth is watering. This sounds amazing. It looks amazing. Steph already pre-scooped the stuff for us. It looks so good.
Yeah, it does look really good. Now, you can buy this starting on March 2nd, which is Thursday. So you can buy it online. I don't know if they sell Jenny's in stores here, but you can go to jennys.com for this. And they usually come up with some pretty cool flavors, but look at this ice cream if you're on the live stream. It's like, it looks like a vanilla, and you see the pieces of shortbread in there. It looks really good first thing in the morning. Now, Steph, I'm curious about where you're coming from, being that you've been eating ice cream nonstop since your wisdom teeth got pulled out. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, I've eaten chocolate ice cream nonstop since Thursday up until Saturday night. I was over it. I was done with ice cream. But since this is a different flavor, and I love the show Ted Lasso, and we actually tried biscuits that you gave us. Remember that?
Yeah, my friend Ross, who listens, he lives in LA, and he got some. Like, they were selling them at some bakery with a collab with Ted Lasso. So he got a box, sent them to us, and the biscuits were pretty good.
Yeah.
It was like shortbread, basically, right?
Exciting. Yeah, I love the biscuits that you brought in. So this will be fun, and I'm excited to try the ice cream that Jenny's brought us.
Okay. Well, it's going to melt if we don't try it soon.
Yeah.
So, Steph, being the ice cream connoisseur, why don't you start first?
Okay, I'm excited to try the biscuits part especially, so I'm going to get a lot of that.
It looks like they put a lot in there. It's not just like a tiny bit, mm-mm, like you get part of a biscuit. It looks like it's really well mixed in.
All right, I'm going in.
Okay.
Mmm.
I smell it.
I can't really chew, so it's like...
you can't, it's dribbling out of your mouth.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Is it?
The biscuits part, it is so flavorful, and it's like it's freshly baked, and they just put it in the ice cream.
A serving is 2/3 of a cup. Per serving, it's 320 calories.
What's a treat?
The whole container is 950 calories. But yeah, I mean, if you had a bad day, you might eat the whole container.
That's not bad.
It's
not for bad. The whole container.
It's ice cream. Ice cream. What do you expect?
You can get it at Whole Foods too, by the way. Someone sent me a message that you can get the Jenny's ice cream at Whole Foods.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
The biscuits part is so good, you guys. I'm excited for you to try it.
Okay, JC, you want to give it a shot?
Sure, absolutely. And I love like ice cream with solid chunks inside of it that don't melt. Let's give it a shot here. A little cold.
Yep. It is ice cream.
Yeah, it's good. The biscuit's fresh.
Yeah.
Salty. It's salty, right? They said it?
Yeah, they said that it's
like you
it's
taste
salty.
The salt. Yeah, it's very salty.
Is it salty in a good way or salty in a like
in a great
too
way.
Much salt. In
no.
a great way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Salty in a good way. Salty in a real good way. Okay. These are delicious. I could see myself sitting down and being distracted and doing that entire container.
Oh no.
Yep.
It's that
yeah, I can see it happening. Yep. You just can't stop. Did you stop, Steph?
I can't. I want to keep going, but I wanted to watch you.
All right. I'm going to give it a shot here. Biscuits with the boss. Mmm. Wow, those biscuits are soft. I thought being that it's an ice cream, it would be like crunchy. And I do taste the salt you're talking about. Why is salty ice cream my new favorite thing? It tastes so good.
Isn't it bizarre?
Mixed with the sweetness of the shortbread and the actual ice cream, that I feel like it's that salty bite that really makes it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm really...
I love this. This is going to be in my new rotation of all the ice creams I get to eat. This is my number one above chocolate.
You know what I like to do is put it in my mouth and suck down the ice cream and then leave the biscuit in my mouth and chew the biscuit afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. And like you said, Steph, sometimes you put something in ice cream, like a gummy bear or something, it get rock hard. It's still the biscuit. It's still very soft.
So fresh. Freshly baked. Don't you guys think?
This is awesome. Wow. Ugh. This might be in my top five ice cream flavors ever. It's really good.
And half of my tongue is still numb, and it's still so good.
You still get the flavor, right?
I still get the flavor.
Good.
You said it's vanilla?
It says sweet, buttery sweet cream. That's it, too. The butter.
Oh, yeah.
You taste butter and salt, but with the cookies, and it's sweet. It's a sweet cream.
I can't stop.
I can't either. This is dangerous.
I'm finishing.
I am going to finish mine, too. It's so good. I don't give this one thumb up. I give this two thumbs up. This is that good. This is probably one of the best tasting items we've ever had on Try It Tuesday, in my opinion.
Think of a Try It Tuesday where this is the first time I think all three of us just continue to eat.
Mm-hmm.
One of us usually stops or, well, let me finish it later. We're all going to town.
I don't want to waste this. It's that good.
Oh, my God. Two thumbs up. My big toes are up. Everything is up.
My nose is up.
Yeah.
Everything's up.
My frown is now right side up.
JC's got things that are up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Everything's up.
His hair.
Hair's extra up today because of this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you, Jennings, for sending us this. It is fabulous, and you will be able to buy it. Like JC said, wherever they sell Jenny's, it's at Whole Foods, or you can order it online at jennys.com. That's JENIS.com.
Do you see yourself buying this because it comes out on Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I ate it all.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
There's more left there, right?
Yeah. There's this container, but Steph's taking it because she's got the wisdom teeth. We
no.
can't take it.
You guys have, I have one that I scooped from.
You need to recover. You need the ice cream.
Okay, fine.
You need to recover.
I'll take it home. Don't pressure me.
Plus, JC and I would fight over it. So.
Just give it to me then. No fighting. No fighting.
That is delicious. Yeah, thumbs up. You got to try that. Even watch Ted, if you don't watch Ted Lasso, the stuff is so good.
Oh, my goodness. That just, I still have the flavor in my mouth. I want more.
Listen, we're due for something like that. Because how many god-awful things we tried here was like, whoa, it's disgusting.
That was good. So good. I'm so, like, in awe of how good it was.
Nice try. We deserve that. We've earned that
Tuesday. Yes, we did.
We earned that one. All right, we go from delicious ice cream to winning. You winning right now. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a huge prize for you.
We have two tickets for you to see Katy Perry. Her play residency, it's at Resorts World. It is so much fun. It's an experience. It really is. She takes you on this journey, and you are going to love it. So caller 20 right now. You're playing Heads Up. You pick your category. You pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you will be seeing Katy Perry. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm so wonderful. Oh my gosh, I'm shaking.
No, you got this. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Oh my God. Yes, I'm crying.
No, let's take a breath. We got this. The Katy Perry tickets, they're yours. Picture them in your hands. You've got, or on your phone, whatever. You've got them. Okay, pick a category, okay? Do you want to go with scientist?
Okay.
Butter pecan, snack time, or Levi's?
Snack time.
Snack time it is. National Snack Day is coming up on Saturday. And these are all different kinds of snacks, okay?
All right.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I have to go with JC because my daughter said so, and she's the one that dialed the number to get us in this morning. So
you're going to get it. You're going to win.
I love it.
I love it.
That's your daughter, Cadence, that's there with you?
Yeah, she's here with me, yep.
Awesome. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. It's six correct. You're going to go see Katy Perry. We start now. They start as kernels. You'd eat it maybe watching a movie.
Popcorn.
Yes. Potato. You'd eat it with a sandwich on the side.
Chips.
Yes. Oreos. Oreos. Chips.
Cookies.
Yes. This is a breakfast treat. There's icing on one side. You put it in a toaster.
Donut.
You put it in a toaster. It's flat. Kellogg's makes them.
Pass.
Okay,
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts. Yes, yes, yes. These are Ritz. You'd have them maybe with soup, saltine.
Crackers.
Yes. You would get these at a Mexican restaurant. There's chips in there. There's cheese on top. There's maybe some meat in there. There's
nachos.
Yes. Yeah, that's six.
Wait. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations. You are going to see Katy Perry.
Ashley, you crushed it. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
The show is absolutely incredible. You will have the best time. Congratulations.
Wow, that was amazing. I love it.
Hold She's
on,
so excited. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, Ashley. We'll get your information and get you all set up with those tickets to go see Katy Perry. And we have those tickets again tomorrow morning at 8:25. And then next hour, 9:40, we've got your tickets to go see Weezer. It's Mix 94.1.
I am still just reveling in our Try It Tuesday today. We got to have ice cream, and not just any ice cream, but the new Ted Lasso themed ice cream called Biscuits with the Boss. It was probably one of the best flavors I've ever had. And you know what's funny? I went to go put it in the freezer, and we have like 20 pints of ice creams that we've tried throughout Try It Tuesday. There's so much ice cream in that freezer.
But what's so funny is that I think today's the one we're all like, I'll take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to take it home? I don't mind. Yeah.
Well, and I was telling Steph, like, she's got to take it home.
Yeah.
She had her wisdom teeth pulled out and you're still recovering. How are you feeling today? Is it just getting better and better?
I think I'm getting better and better. Yesterday I had a post-op, seeing how I'm doing with the dentist. And she said everything looks great. And I should be back next week to take the stitches out, which is going to be fun. But I went back and I sat in the chair that it all happened. And I said, oh my gosh. The traumatizing memories. And it's funny that I was sitting in the chair because I was thinking back when, Mercedes, you said your daughter Sophie, she got her wisdom teeth pulled. And there was music playing, or maybe she had AirPods in, while her surgery was going on. And I was like, oh my gosh, there was music playing while my teeth were getting pulled. And I was awake for the whole entire thing. So I heard everything. Although I was numb, I still felt like the pulling. And I remember when they first pulled my first tooth, it was my bottom right tooth. And the song that was playing in the background was Betcha by Golly Wow by Stylistic. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my gosh, this takes me back to my childhood home. My dad is screaming on the singing on the top of his lungs to this song. He loves the Stylistics. So I'm trying to take myself back there during this traumatizing time. And it was just a nice core memory that I'm glad that this song came on during my first extraction.
I think that, I hope that you keep associating it with your dad in a pleasant memory. And now that it hasn't like shifted to a traumatic incident like getting your wisdom teeth pulled out. And yeah, my daughter was in the same boat. She did not get anesthesia because this was like right in the middle of COVID. And for some reason, they weren't doing anesthesia during that time.
Ouch.
So Against my better judgment, we took her in and they're like, it's fine. She'll have laughing gas. She'll be fine. And I go to, I had to leave while they were doing it. I couldn't stay there. And so when I went to pick her up, I walk in and I see her laying there and there's tears in her eyes. Like she is completely traumatized. Like, and she's still under the medication they gave her and stuff. And so we're going home. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, that was awful. That was awful. And she's crying. And I was like, did you hear everything? And she goes, yes. And I go, I thought you were listening to music. She goes, I thought I was too. I was listening to the Hamilton soundtrack, but all I could hear was the drilling. Oh. And she started crying.
Alexander Hamilton.
She was
my name is Alexander
thinking,
Hamilton.
Okay, as long as I bring my AirPods and listen,
there's a million things I haven't
I'll be
done.
Fine. And she just still heard it. So now she says, just to you. Whenever she hears the Hamilton soundtrack, she thinks of getting her wisdom teeth pulled
no.
out. it's associated with a bad core memory. But I was telling her, I'm like, we got to reassociate it. We got to do something fun while listening to Hamilton so you forget about that one.
Take it like Disneyland. We're going to Disneyland. Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
Walk through the park.
And it was specifically Hamilton. The Skylar Sisters song that she mentioned because she turned on the whole soundtrack. But at that moment, like she said, when she realized that she's going to have trauma for the rest of her life over this. It
oh,
was the
no.
Skylar Sisters song. It was so sad.
What is that song when you hear it? The power of music instantly takes you back to a certain turn in your time in your life, reminds you of someone. You're back there. Just the sounds of the song, just it's so vivid. You're back in that spot as a kid, a teen, or as an adult. What's that song for you? For me, let me load it up here 1 second. How are we going to make that song better for your daughter, Mercedes?
Oh, man, I don't know. Get her wisdom teeth put back in with it. I have no idea. I think maybe we have to go like on our way to a concert. Concerts are her happy place. So on the way there, listen to the Hamilton soundtrack and then she'll think about going to a concert or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah. Reassociate the song with something positive.
Yeah.
For me, it's the song from the Cars. The song Drive. It reminds me of my late Uncle Jeff. And anytime I hear this, as soon as the song starts vividly, I'm taken back to my childhood. My parents were out of town, and we're staying at my grandparents' house. And woke up in the morning. It was a school day. I'll never forget my grandmother walking in saying, you guys are not going to school today. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Day off? And instead, I stayed home, and they were building a deck. And so I spent the day with my Uncle Jeff and my grandmother and my grandfather helping them build the deck on their house. And it was just... I know it was a special day, and I remember getting my Uncle Jeff's car, going to like the hardwood store and getting stuff, and it was just an awesome, awesome day. And anytime this song comes on, I'm instantly that kid in grade school helping my uncle build a deck.
That's a good memory to have. Like, and you said he's no longer with us?
Yeah, he passed away in 1996.
Yeah, that's something that you'll always associate in a happy way, not dwelling on the fact that he's no longer with us, but just associate it with that. That really good memory. I love that.
Meanwhile, there's my grandmother, my uncle getting cheap child labor. Like, let's keep them up from school.
Yeah, no kidding.
They can build the deck.
What's going on with
such
that?
A special day. Yeah, it's so funny. Music is so powerful.
I know. I just, I hope you get a better association with, I hope the stylistic stays with your dad and not with the teeth.
And now that I think about it, it might be both.
Oh no.
It might be both. I think of my dad first. And then I'm like, oh, but recently, the last time I heard that song,
the tooth
surgery.
Poor Steph. She's still reeling from that incident last week.
Why can't we listen to like music that we hate during traumatizing things? Like, okay, I'm getting my wisdom teeth out. Bring on the Gautier.
Mercedes says that the soundtrack, the discography of Three Doors Down.
Yeah, like grave denied. And I'm like, all right, I said more reason not to listen to this song.
We have. Don't forget next hour. We announced it on Monday. Weezer is going to be here in concert. We've got your tickets at 9:40. And up next is the Hot 3. What do you have for us?
All right, a new study finds what things make parents feel very uncool. Can you relate? We'll tell you what some of those are. Also, what's the world's most popular cuisine? The answer may surprise you. And how late in the day can you cancel plans for that night without appearing rude? Or are you just rude and you don't care? We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Here we go.
Three, two, one.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Sometimes your kids can make you feel really old or really uncool. And a new study of parents with kids between 13 and 25 has revealed some of the things that make them feel uncool. Number one on the list is not knowing what song is number one in the charts. Basically, not knowing about what music is mainstream or popular right now. Number two is not being able to use their iPhone, not understanding it, having to ask for help, having a bazillion apps open at one time.
What is my mom? let me see your phone, Mom. 20 minutes later, still closing all of her apps.
Oh my gosh, seriously. I have to like help my mom program her phone. She's like, how do I send a text message? I'm like, you don't know how to send a text message? She's like, usually my brother will help her with it. And she signs all of her texts, love mom. I'm like, I know they're from you.
Just in case you're confused of who's using mom's phone, it's mom.
Not knowing the words to current songs is also on the list of things that make parents feel uncool. And their dress sense, their fashion sense, that is also on the list. It's estimated that 8 out of 10 parents will experience their child considering them uncool at some point in their life, but 85% of parents admit that they viewed their own parents as uncool at some stage when they were younger.
Well, I would like to credit your daughters for making us, I can think, you know, some of us here, you know, get that cool edge by introducing us to some artists before they really became mainstream. One, Billie Eilish was, Sophie was the first one to name. She said Billie Eilish for the first time. I thought she was talking about that Billy Eichner, like the comedian guy. And I'm like, well, she's into that comedian guy. Okay. I'm like, oh, this is so indifferent. BTS. Post Malone, and I feel
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, driver's license was one of your daughters as well.
Yeah, they're very much ahead of the game when it comes to stuff like that and trends and things like that. So I feel like they make me seem cool even though I'm not, because it looks like I know about these things, but really they told me about them. That's how I know.
Well, even the iPhone thing, we're at Disneyland. I couldn't figure out the app, and Brooklyn's like, give me that low key, like, give me that. There you go. Like, thanks,
exactly.
Kid.
What else this morning? Oh, a company set out to determine the most popular cuisines in the world. And to do it, they looked at engagement on social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and Reddit worldwide. And they assessed whether the interactions were positive or negative. And you might be surprised at the results. The most popular cuisine in the world is Korean food. That came in number one, followed by Italian, Mexican, Japanese, and Indian. Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese, Filipino, and Turkish rounded out the top 10. It's unclear if these were the only 10 or if there were more choices beyond these. But either way, some of the snubs could have been Greek and Mediterranean, French, Spanish, Middle Eastern, and of course, American, which, I mean, what do we associate?
Well, sure thing.
Barbecue?
Yeah, burgers and hot dogs. Barbecue? Yeah, we go barbecue.
Stuff like that.
American cuisine. Give me some burgers, some corn on the cob.
I want to say that there's this guy I follow, and he lives in France, and he tells you about, like, the places to go in France, and he's great. French guy Theo is his name on Instagram, and he was talking about, he has the cutest French accent. He's like, today I will take you to the place that serves the best American food. And I was like, there's a place in Paris that serves American food? And they go, and it was hamburgers. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, look at that. That hamburger is really big. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's what they think we are.
That's us.
Hamburgers. Finally, this morning, we've all been there. We've all probably been there in the past few weeks. You have plans with someone that night and it hits you. You'd really rather stay in. So what is the latest time in the day that you can cancel without guaranteeing you're going to ruin the other person's night? What do you think?
We're talking like, okay, let's say I got dinner with friends.
And
we're
tonight.
Tonight at 6 o'clock is the dinner. Okay. I got to cancel before 10 a.m.
Before 10 a.m.
Yeah, before 10 a.m. Like first thing in the morning, like waking up, not feeling it, got to do it first thing. Anything after that is going to start to be an inconvenience.
See, I feel like I don't know that I don't want to go until later on in the day. Like in the morning, I'm like, okay, we're going to do this tonight. It'll be great. And then as the afternoon arrives, then I'm like, And isn't it the best when they call and cancel first?
Oh, glorious.
It's like, oh, sorry, I can't make it tonight. I'm like, oh, darn. And just, really, you're like, yes, thank you.
If you have a glass of wine, you're a grand plan maker. I got a glass of wine in me. I'm like, let's do this. Oh, let's do man. Oh, my gosh. You pick me up. We'll do it. It'll be so much fun.
Well, according to New York Magazine, the absolute latest you can cancel plans for that night is 2 p.m. You actually have some time. At 2 p.m., there's still ample time for your friend to text around, find another dinner companion. By 3 p.m., they're almost certain to be alone for the night. There is one big exception, though. If the other person is cooking for you, in that case, they say you have to cancel 24 hours ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, they're planning some big thing for you. That'd be kind of rude to do it a couple hours in advance.
They bought everything. Uh-huh. It's all ready to go. That would be so rude.
Was that the last one there?
That's it.
Okay, let's talk about next hour here, 9 o'clock hour, because we have so much going on, including... tickets. If you missed the announcement, Weezer will be here in Las Vegas. They'll be at Zappos Theater September 1st. Tickets go on sale Friday. We have yours at 9:40. And then also happening in Las Vegas is NASCAR this weekend. And what a treat that was earlier today, Mercedes.
Yeah, we had Joey Logano, the reigning NASCAR champ, on the phone with us. He was so much fun. He talked about all things, including what sports he played as a kid besides racing, to his current rivalries on the track. We talked about it all, and we'll be replaying that interview for you coming up next hour.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Probably trending already.
We're trending now.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Miley Cyrus is trending this morning. I can buy myself flowers. Her eighth studio album, Endless Summer Vacation, just a few days away. And yesterday she teased a big announcement. A lot of people speculated it was going to be a tour announcement, but alas, it was not. It was the 12-song track list for the new album. The first single, obviously this one, Flowers, but now we know some of the other tracks. They include songs called Rose Colored Lenses, Wonder Woman, and Island. And she also has some guests on the new album, too. Sia will be joining Miley on a track called Muddy Feet. And then Brandi Carlile, she is going to be joining her on the song Thousand Miles. And listen, Summer Vacation comes out on March 10th.
It's going to be the summer of Miley Cyrus. This is going to be so big for her.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
I think they're going to announce the new single here soon. We got an email.
Oh, you did? From the label?
New single to be announced soon, but we don't know what it is yet. So I have a feeling that's going to either drop sometime this week or... I'm thinking for sure next week, but it's coming. I just don't know what it is yet.
Well, Flowers is not going anywhere in the charts. It's number one 6 weeks in a row. I mean, it may be bounced down or something like that, but it's not leaving the charts. I wonder if this new single will be the song to bounce Miley. I wonder if Miley will bounce herself out of the number one spot.
Oh, it's like SZA. She has two songs in the top 10 right now. Like she's, it's possible that you just drop this one and then you knock that other one out of first place. So we'll tell you about that when we get more information. Gene Simmons is also trending this morning. Do you want to be a rock star? Well, it's possible, at least for the day. The Kiss frontman is hitting up the famous Abbey Road studio in England, and he's inviting fans to join him. On July 10th, fans are going to be able to spend the day with Gene and record a Kiss song with him. Now, there's no musical experience necessary, and it's costing you $5,995, but you can bring a guest with you. You'll also be gifted with items from George's personal Kiss collection. You can take photos and videos with him, and he will sign two of your personal items.
Okay, $5,900, you said?
Like almost $6,995.
Pricey, but the opportunity to go record a song with BTS. Are you paying it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would pay that. I don't even want to record the song. I just want to hang out
stand
with
there.
Them.
Stand
I don't
in the room
to
with
sing
them.
Anything.
You guys sing. I'll just stand here
yes,
and watch.
Yes, exactly. And then IHOP is trending this morning. It is National Pancake Day, and the chain wants you to celebrate. They are offering dining customers a free short stack of buttermilk pancakes today. All you got to do is stop by any participating IHOP location from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for a free short stack, which is 3 buttermilk pancakes. This is the 17th year that the chain has celebrated by giving out the goods, and that is what's trending.
Weezer. They're going to be here at Zappos Theater September 1st. These tickets go on sale Friday morning, but your tickets, we have them coming up here in just about 15 minutes, 9:40 on those tickets. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Hey, Gavin, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Awesome.
Going to see
Thank
Weezer.
You so much.
You're welcome. Just for listening, we're going to hook you up with a couple of tickets to see Weezer. It was just announced that they're coming to town this week on September 1st over at the Zappos Theater, and you are in for free. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Gavin. Hold on 1 second. We've got your Weezer tickets all week long at 9:40. And actually, later on today, Heather, she's got a pair for you in the 5 o'clock hour. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And that's it for us on a Tuesday. Thank you so much to Joey Logano for joining us on the show this morning. If you missed that interview, you can get it on our podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or on the Odyssey app or on our website, mix941.fm. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next to get you through your work day. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
Let's go back to the interview with Joey, because what a great conversation, and you truly have to appreciate his honesty.
Is there someone that you look at as like your BFF on that racetrack, that someone that you know you can always depend on?
No.
I mean, it was one word, but it said so much.
Indeed it did. It's a great listen if you missed that interview, and that'll do it for show number 1790 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.